This is Tom Kagi with Unconventional Wisdom. We've all been hearing a lot about the amazing things that AI can do. I've been a bit of a skeptic, believing it will take at least another 10 or 15 years before AI can come close to showing the discernment, judgment, and creativity of human intelligence. But I thought it would be fun and educational to see where it is today. So I went to Google's Notebook LM to see what kind of audio discussion it can generate based on my prompt. I gave it a couple of opposing opinions on Korean food and added a few pieces of information that would likely be used to seed the conversation. And here's what it came up with.
Okay, so Korean food, right. It's having a real moment.
It really is, yeah.
Everyone's talking about it, and I get it. The flavors are incredible. I mean, kimchi, bulgogi, bibimbap, but...
it's all good.
But is it actually as healthy as everyone says? Like, really, truly, you know?
Yeah, well, you've come to the right place, because that's what we're diving into today.
Because it seems like there's this whole Korean food is a magical health elixir thing going on.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I love it. I'm all for delicious and healthy. But I've also seen some stuff, some statistics that made me go, is that the whole picture?
Exactly. And it's like that with a lot of cuisines. There's the hype and there's the reality. And sometimes they don't quite, you know, match up.
Totally. So for this deep dive, we're going deep on Korean food, all of it.
We are. We're going to dig into those health claims, but we're also looking at some of the counterarguments because, let's be honest, we all want to enjoy our food, but we also want to, you know, live long and healthy lives,
well,
right?
Exactly.
So let's unpack it.
Let's do it. So starting with the good stuff, because there's a lot of love about Korean food, right? We've got the vegetables, tons of them.
Oh, yeah.
Often fermented kimchi, we're looking at you, which is supposed to be amazing for gut health, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Fermentation has a lot of benefits that people are just now starting to appreciate.
And then you've got your lean proteins, your seafood, your tofu, and the cooking methods. Often lighter than some other cuisines, less heavy sauces, more emphasis on fresh ingredients.
Yeah, there's a lot of emphasis on fresh ingredients. And that definitely contributes to the perception of it being healthy, which it can be. But then, like you said, there are those other things to consider.
Exactly. And that's where things get a little more complicated. Because you look at some statistics, and Korea has some of the highest rates of stomach and colon cancer globally.
Yeah. And that's a fact that often gets left out of the Korean food is a magical health elixir narrative.
Right. And it's like, wait a minute. If this cuisine is so healthy, how do we reconcile that?
That's the million-dollar question. And to understand it, you have to look beyond just the ingredients themselves and think about the overall dietary patterns and some traditional practices. So, for instance, kimchi, right? Amazing. Vegetables, fermentation, fantastic. But traditional kimchi, a lot of times, uses a good deal of salt for preservation.
Ah, the salt.
Right. And studies have shown that high salt intake, especially over a long period of time, could be connected to those higher risks of certain cancers.
Okay, so even a healthy food can have a less healthy side depending on how it's prepared.
Exactly. It's about the bigger picture. And this is where it's important to remember. No single food is inherently good or bad. It's all about context.
Right, right. It's about how those foods are prepared, how much of them you're eating, what you're eating them with.
Exactly. And it's not just the kimchi. Korean cuisine in general tends to be higher in sodium. Think about those delicious salted seafoods, the fermented paste like doenjang, the soy sauces, all amazing for flavor. But if you're eating them in large amounts day after day, well, it can add up.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's about balance then, right? Like enjoying these traditional foods, but maybe being mindful of the sodium content.
Exactly, exactly. Moderation and variety are key. And I don't want to harp on the salt, but there's another aspect to consider with traditional Korean food preservation, and that's the use of techniques like smoking or drying.
Right. Those are pretty common in a lot of traditional cuisines, not just Korean.
For sure. And they're part of what makes those cuisines unique. But it's also true that these methods, while culturally significant, can sometimes create potential carcinogens in the food.
Okay, so there's a lot more to consider than just the ingredients themselves, right? It's the preparation methods, the overall sodium content, the balance. But what about life expectancy? That's something else that often comes up in these discussions. Korea's life expectancy is good, but it's not the highest globally. So does that mean then that the idea of Korean food being healthy is like totally out the window?
No, not at all. I mean, it's a good question and one we should ask, But life expectancy is so complex. You can't just pinpoint one factor like diet and say, well, that's it.
Right. Like, there are so many things that contribute to how long people live.
Exactly. You've got access to healthcare, socioeconomic factors, genetics, stress levels, environmental factors. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's way too simplistic to say it all comes down to what people are eating.
Yeah. It's like saying everyone in Italy is perfectly healthy because of the Mediterranean diet.
Right. It just doesn't work that way.
Okay. So if we can't just point to a single cuisine and say, this is the healthiest, what's the takeaway here? What do we do with all this information?
I think it comes down to recognizing that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to a healthy diet. Mm-hmm. Every cuisine has its own strengths and weaknesses, and it's really about balance, variety, and moderation.
Makes sense.
And, you know, listening to your body, being aware of your own individual needs, it's fantastic to enjoy those delicious Korean dishes. But maybe you balance them out with other things. Maybe you're mindful of your sodium intake. Maybe you explore some of the lighter vegetable-focused dishes.
Right. And maybe you also enjoy those other traditional dishes, but not necessarily every single day.
Exactly. It's about making informed choices that work for you. And, you know, that's something you have to decide for yourself based on your own needs and preferences.
I think this has been a really great reminder that food is about so much more than just health. It's about culture, it's about pleasure, and it's about enjoying those things in a way that makes you feel good.
I totally agree. Food is meant to be enjoyed.
It is. Well, I don't know about you, but I am suddenly really craving some bibimbap.
Me too. With a little side of kimchi.
Of course.